United Soybean Board funds, along with checkoff dollars from several states, are being used to increase the export capacity of soy meal from the port of Grays Harbor in the Pacific Northwest. April Hemis, Iowa farmer and chair of the USB Action Team, says it just works when the soybean boards work together.
What I love to see checkoff dollars doing with states and the United Soybean Board and then the local economies working together with the Soy Transportation Coalition, making our checkoff dollars go farther. And you know what people don't realize, here in Iowa, I ask, when we export soybeans, where does it go? Because I was thinking it all gets used up here. We, you know, feed a lot of chickens and hogs. And they said, no, it half goes to the north and half goes down to the south, down to Louisiana. It is amazing how, you know, we don't think of a port in Washington helping farmers raise the price of their crops, but it really has.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.